I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Let's Have Homecoming. Homecoming project we'll be bringing to you today is called Holy Ground. That was Ann Downing, and the name of the tune was My Jesus, I Love Thee. Once again, welcome, and here's Jesse Dixon to sing a song for you called Soon, Very Soon.
And very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Soon
Late Jesse Dixon, Soon and Very Soon, and of course we're listening to Let's Have Homecoming, and this particular program is featuring songs from the project Holy Ground, a Gaither Homecoming series moment of worship and praise. And we've got the Happy Goodman family with Brock Spear coming up to do a tune for us. Here's track 3.
That'll be a happy morning over the sea, when the cares of life
shall pass away forever.
Music there will welcome all the ransom and free. Ring the bells of heaven on that day,
oh,
when they ring the bells of heaven, ring the bells of glory.
Unfriendly land, glory land is waiting all the way. The sun is always shining. That'll be a glad homecoming. Won't it be grand?
Could we hear just a little more of that, please?
That'll be a happy morning over the sea, when the cares of life
shall pass away forever.
Music there will welcome all the ransom and free. Ring the bells of heaven on that day. Bells of glory.
We're redeemed or gathered home for it.
Oh, the hallelujah morning. Everybody singing,
shouting,
what a happy meeting. Ring the bells of heaven on that day, that happy day.
singing, shouting, what a happy meeting.
When they
ring the bells of heaven on that day, happy day. Oh, when they ring the bells of heaven, ring the bells of glory,
glory.
They're redeemed or gathered home for all the hallelujah morning. Everybody singing, shouting, what a happy meeting.
When they
ring the bells.
Sometimes it's just too hard to get enough of some of these tunes. We got another track coming up for you. It's called We've Come This Far by Faith. And the lead singers on it is Henry and Hazel Slaughter. Thanks once again for listening to Let's Have Homecoming.
Praise Him for the victories He has won.
Henry and Hazel Slaughter and the Homecoming Singers, of course, doing We've Come This Far by Faith. And we're listening to Holy Ground. That's a Gaither Homecoming project, Moments of Worship and Praise, that I think put it together back in the 90s. And I'll get some more specific information as we go on through the program today. That was track number 4, and I think there's like 23 tracks, so we're going to do our best to get through them. Here are the Cathedrals to do a song called We Shall See Jesus.
We shall see Jesus just as He we
the day.
Great job by the Cathedrals. First time I heard this next guy singing, it was with the group Gold City, and he's been around and hung right in there. And his name's Ivan Parker, and he's got a song for us.
Hands that multiplied the bread when the hungry crowd was fed, kind hands that healed made tormented spirits healed. But I have never believed when I was lost, those hands would find me. Jesus. soul when my world fell apart.
His fingerprints of deliverance are all over my heart, and I've been saved by the hands of Jesus.
Calloused hands, scarred with nails, pulled me up when I failed. Hands that tore and hands that bled raised my soul from the dead. Hands they could not bear to see, Lord, they are. To me, I've been saved by the hands of Jesus. Oh, saved by the hands, two gentle hands surrounding my soul when my
what a grand tune. Ivan Parker, Saved by the Hands. And, of course, we're listening once again to Holy Ground. And it's moments of worship and praise. And, of course, it's got the homecoming singers. And a lot of these folks are already gone from this earth. And this project was recorded in 1995 at the Gaither Studios in Alexandria, Indiana. So if you ever want to get more information about who sang on what project and how old the project is and all that, there's a website called WayneCountry.net. You can go to that and just get loads of information on pretty much every single homecoming project that's ever been made. And that's my go-to. I can go to that and try to keep up and figure if I've featured that particular project. And looked that one up this morning, and I don't remember doing it. I didn't triple check, but I'm pretty sure I hadn't done this project before. We've got a song coming up from Gordon Jensen. It's called Redemption Draweth Nigh.
Years of time have come and they've gone since I first heard it told how Jesus would come back again someday. And if back then it seems so real, then I just can't help but feel how much closer is coming is today. There's war and strife on every hand. So much violence fills the land, and still some people doubt he will ever come again. But the word of God is true. He will redeem his chosen few. So don't lose hope. Soon Jesus will descend.
Gordon Jensen, Redemption Draweth Nigh. Here's a song that a lot of us are going to recognize. It's called Bigger Than Any Mountain.
Bigger than any mountain, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can yet see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than
Next up, we got Janet Paschal to do a song called Written in Red.
Over on a hillside, oh, so long, long ago, where for you and for me, our Jesus died, and that's when love's greatest story was told.
Here's Sue Dodge with the Homecoming Singers.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leaves his dear children
through the water singing.
Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood.
Some through great heartache.
Sometimes on the mountain the sun shines so bright. It's then God leads his children along. And sometimes in that valley in the dark, God still leads his dear children along.
Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire,
with Sue Dodge doing the lead singing on that God Leads Us Along. That was a wonderful tune, and I'm finding this to be an incredible project. Here's a song that I listened to in the past that I really, really enjoyed. They call themselves the Mullins, and this particular tune is In the Garden.
Come to the garden alone.
Joy.
we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He speaks and the sound of his voice,
oh, sweet, that the birds hush their singing and the melody that he gave to me within. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
You're listening to Let's Have Homecoming on the SBB Radio Network, and this particular project is called Holy Ground, and it features moments of worship and praise. That was a beautiful a cappella tune. Here comes a group that call themselves Assurance. They want to do a song for us, Stand Up for What I Stand For. Awesome. Here's the late, great Jesse Dixon.
Mm-hmm. I'm going where
the wicked shall see.
The wicked shall see.
And
troubling and the weary. And all of
the saints,
yeah,
of the ages,
what they gonna do to you?
Gonna spit at it.
People that I'm just a stranger down here. This whole world. It's not my home. You're gonna get up looking for Jesse one morning. But thank God I'll be gone. Oh,
we can get there.
When you got there, they told you Jeff is gone. Come on over, come on over the river. You'll find me somewhere around the stars born. Yeah, we can tell.
Chelsea.
That's the late, the great Jesse Dixon. The wicked shall cease their troubling. That's off of Holy Ground, Gaither Homecoming Project, Moments of Worship and Praise. Got one more tune coming up that'll wrap up part one. We're going to split this into two segments so that we don't have to rush and we can get all the tunes in. Here's one that we've all heard before. He ain't never done me nothing but good.
Man, the devil couldn't doubt it. He truly loved his Savior, there was no doubt about it. Satan cursed his body from his feet to his head. Then they told him that his children and his cattle were dead. But when Job's wife said, "Why don't you curse your God and die?" Well, Job said, "Woman, you speak like a foolish child, love.
He ain't never done me nothing, done me nothing but good.
Of a martyr for the gospel's sake. They built a fire around his feet and they tied him to a stake. But the fire would not consume him, so they pierced him with a sword. Blood ran down throughout that fire, but still he praised the Lord. Well, all these years I've served him, and he's always done me good. So I won't repent and I won't recant, just tell me why I should.
He ain't never done me nothing, done me nothing but good.
So then I gave my heart to Jesus, and I took him as my Savior. Cast my lot with the chosen few, and I headed on out for heaven.
Well, soon I was forsaken, my friends were living one by one.
But see, the good Lord walked right along beside me, never left me alone. Well, he fed me when I was hungry, he cheered me when I was sad. I mean, he has been the dearest friend this whole boy's ever had. Man, the devil couldn't doubt it. He truly loved his Savior, there was no doubt about it. Satan cursed his body from his feet to his head. Then they told him that his children and his cattle were dead. But when Job's wife said, "Why don't you curse your God and die?" Well, Job said, "Woman, you speak like a foolish child, love.
He ain't never done me nothing, done me nothing but good.
Of a martyr for the gospel's sake. They built a fire around his feet and they tied him to a stake. But the fire would not consume him, so they pierced him with a sword. Blood ran down throughout that fire, but still he praised the Lord. Well, all these years I've served him, and he's always done me good. So I won't repent and I won't recant, just tell me why I should.
He ain't never done me nothing, done me nothing but good.
Jesus, and I took him as my Savior. Cast my lot with the chosen few, and I headed on out for heaven.
Well, soon I was forsaken, my friends were living one by one.
But see, the good Lord walked right along beside me, never left me alone. Well, he fed me when I was hungry, he cheered me when I was sad. I mean, he has been the dearest friend this whole boy's ever had.
That'll wrap it up for part one of Holy Ground. Thanks so very much for listening.